As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
Tuning in today from Ellettsville, as she does every Wednesday, as County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. And some, well, there's plenty of news going on today, Marty. I talked to Eric Spoonmore last hour, and he said the county commissioners were busy with some different tunes this morning. Tell me all about it. How are you?
Hi, I am fine. The commissioners are making it clear, it appears to me, that they're saying they want to move forward with meetings regarding the convention center, with or without the mayor. I'm not repeating it exactly as was said, but it just appears that they are saying, look, let's at least start, you know, get back with the conversations. And without that, of course, nothing's going to happen. So for those people who are really interested in getting that thing going, then that's really good news for that. So whether or not anything will come of it, at least if something's moving, then we'll find out, won't we?
Yeah. I could have said this last week or 2 weeks ago, but I don't know. I don't know how this game is played, so I just sit here on the sidelines and watch. And my mom always told me, Marty, you can't tell a player without a scorecard, so you got to kind of write down who's doing what or who's not doing what. Mm-hmm. And it feels like a little bit of a game of tennis, and I'm just wondering whose ball the court is in now, or whose court the ball is in, whatever that old phrase is.
Yeah, who's on first and who's on second, whatever. Yes, it's you just sit back and go, okay, somebody pulled someone's chain.
Yeah.
So it looks like as if the county's saying, no, don't hurry up right there, city, because the county can move forward with this. I don't know. One of the statements I made was that if the whole idea is to really have this convention center, then the city, even though the legislation says, you know, almost 90% of the money is going to end up going to the city could dedicate a huge portion of that, saying they're going to, you know, put it back for the county to make decisions on the convention center. I mean, it could happen. So who knows what will happen. At the end of the day, powers that be will have to make these decisions, and this is just one of the many huge decisions that's going to be made in the next few months. So hold on to your hats and hold on to your pocketbooks, because every time we get together, we spend money, don't we? Because
yeah.
That's what we do. County Council, we are supposed to be making decisions about money. So last night, our big decision about the first reading for the appropriations and tax rates, one portion of it was $76,127,096 for the budget, and the other part that doesn't have a tax rate tied to it is another $17,809. So huge dollars, and of course, that doesn't even include the money for the fire district or the solid waste district. So we have a lot on our plate, that is for certain. One of the things we had on our plate last night was a decision on voting on that bond, tying the economic development tax to pay back a bond to buy the ground that they're speaking about buying, that went to the city plan commission to see whether or not they could get approval there.
We're going to call that the Fullerton Pike jail site, just so everybody knows what we're talking about.
Right. That particular one is the Fullerton Pike. However, it appears as if a lot of decisions are still waiting to be had about that. I did not vote in favor of that bond because I felt like we have not been given the full explanation coming from this community justice response team that's been meeting about whether or not they're definitely going to go forward with a jail, or is it going to be a treatment facility with a Sally Port going over to secure beds, or is it going to be, you know, what's it going to be? And I really believe the public needs to know what it's going to be in order for them to either say we support it or we don't support it? Or are they just going to leave it up to the elected officials to decide if it's not to be absolutely a jail and actually going to be more of a treatment facility? Then, of course, the county council's job will be to look at where the money comes from. Where are we going to find that trail of money that will pay for this?
Do we have to determine that before we build or buy the ground? Is that necessary beforehand?
Well, it depends on how much ground you need to do exactly what it is we're telling the people to do.
Right.
Now, as a reminder, I've been around a long time, and I remember when the whole community was behind, let's buy this ground, we've got to have this ground, because we've got to have this jail in this perfect spot, whatever. That was however many years ago, years and years and years ago, and we bought the ground. We still have the ground. We didn't build anything on it. We still have it. So, I'm talking about
Rockport Road. Is that where that is?
The Thompson ground.
Oh, the
Thompson ground.
Yeah.
The 80-some acres. And so it just seems to me that we need to make certain that this time around, and I know there's many people trying to get the point across to the public, but it just seems to me here we're still sitting on the other ground, we're buying this ground, and just the day before they were saying, well, now, you know, do we really want to build any more jail beds? We just, you know, we want to build treatment, but we're not interested in building a bigger jail. And I get all of that, but does the public know that? Does the public know that there's no emphasis on building a larger jail to hold more people that are causing the criminal acts here? Or, as we've been told by many, many, many times, that we are not going to be able to arrest our way out of the situation such as this county's been dealing with now for some time, where there's every day, it seems, there's another criminal act by people who have drug addictions or, you know, just causing problems for themselves and for the community. So these are big things, and I think there's people that really is, they're trying to work forward, but we do know that there's encouragement for people for the county to work with the Center for Collaborative Change. So do a contract with those folks, whatever, and to decide how we might be able to move forward. And also there's some people coming, hopefully the next meeting. They've bought her off from Association of Indiana Counties. They've been talking with them, trying to see what has been going on at the state and what kind of opportunities there might be there, as well as, remember, we have these extra dollars coming in from this opioid settlement that will be coming in. The health department will be working with that, so forth. So,
how often does that settlement come in, though, Marty?
Well, it's I don't have the numbers in front of me, but do I think it's enough to do this? No, it will be enough to help. But I don't have any of the real numbers because they don't have them either. So, I mean, I appreciate the fact that people are working on this, but what happened, what I think happened, just from the outside looking in, that rather than having the commissioners and the council meet regarding this, and then having the courts and the whole justice system on that side meet with their suggestions, and then they come together with how they want to move forward, and get that worked out. They started getting a committee larger and larger, and pretty soon it was like getting lost in the shovel. They really weren't even getting all the meetings on and so forth. So I think it sounded to me like at the meeting on Monday that the commissioners are pulling that back in and saying, look, the commissioners, here's the timeline the commissioners have. The commissioners are the ones who will be making the decisions. And while listening to advice from the public, that the commissioners need to focus and get this moving forward along with the council, because the council has to be the ones who put the money in place. Now, So all of those are really big decisions, and I think it just sort of it wasn't on the top burner. You can't just establish a committee and think it's just automatically going to happen. So it looks to me like that this is now they're going to be more focused on it, and they're actually hoping that they will have this ground in place by the end of this year. Now, they're not even real sure that this ground will work because we don't have all the reports back, and we don't have the agreement from the city back as far as what we can do. The other portion that's very troublesome is that there's no dollars to co-locate at the, you know, from the beginning. So if the jail opens up in one spot and the court system's still in another spot, there's no money at that point that's been addressed as to how they can all be in the same area. So they'll have to transport prisoners back and forth, or they'll have to open up courtrooms in this facility so that the person who has to meet with the judge will have, you know, a place to go and meet face-to-face with the judge, because it cannot all be through virtual. So it's huge decisions. Absolutely. Commissioners have got a handful of trying to work out how all this is going to work out. And kudos to them that they finally said, look, we're just going to, here's our timeline, and we're going to start working toward, you know, making sure that this is steps moving forward, and hopefully this will all work out. But
do you ever get the appraisal back on the grounds and how that price is going to work?
We don't have the appraisal back yet. However, the way the because when I questioned and they rewrote that contract just a bit, that it would not, it couldn't be more than what that dollar amount was that we had agreed on, even if the appraisal comes back higher, unless it's completely negotiated again. So it can't be any more than that we agreed on the contract. But anyway, so I want to know if you're having fun yet.
I'm always having fun with Marty Hawk, the county councilwoman joined us. Today is the first day of early voting. Who's on the ballot this year, Marty? And what do we, we know the only place we can vote early if you are registered. And if you haven't done that, we'll see you next time around, is 302 South Walnut. And that's where the election central is for the county.
Right. And I had that calendar in front of me, and now I've closed that off.
I got it. What do you need? What do you need? What do you need?
Well, I just thought you might want to say what days there are.
We're going to go. Yep. Good point. Let me take care of that quickly. We're going to go work days Monday through Friday. We start today on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We'll go next week, 17th through the 21st, Monday through Friday. That is all 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. We will go every day of the week during the work week for the month of October, Saturday the 29th, November 5th, Saturday, Monday the 7th. We'll have some different times. We'll get to those different times when we get there. But you had to be registered by midnight, and you can vote again from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. at the only place, Marty, you can vote is 302 South Walnut.
Absolutely. And, you know, that was that ground was purchased, by the way, having to do with the convention center.
I was going to bring that up, but then I thought, you know, I'll just let that. So we'll use that as long as we need to use it for, right?
Well, I mean, you know, why not use it? Why just let it sit there when you have the need for something to move forward with? So absolutely. I think it looks like a good spot. It's an easy in and out, and there's plenty of parking there and handicap access. And so that should work well for the community.
And everybody can do that again, 8 to 6 the rest of this work week, and then we'll go Monday through Friday next week as well. Monday through Friday the following week, then we will add the 29th Saturday, and we'll tell you about those Saturday hours when we get closer. I don't want to confuse anybody to think it's going to be this Saturday or next. It's not. You've got to wait. It's two Saturdays from Saturday. So there you go.
Right. And you know, as always, more workers are needed. I've never seen a time when they said, oh, we've got more than what we need. If they have said that this time around, I've missed it. I think that they probably could still use more people to work.
Yeah, I didn't hear from Karen Wheeler, so maybe I'll get her on next week and see what's going on over there.
Right. That would be good. And in the meantime, I'm sorry I don't have better definitive news about what's going on with the convention center, but I do think that they'll be announcing a time when they plan to meet with they're planning to meet with the city council, the county council, and the commissioners, and of course the executive of the city if he wishes to attend. But I have not heard a time frame, a date on it.
Gotcha.
But it looks like as if that will be open for discussion. Now, the other thing is that soon they're going to have a time frame for people, the public, to weigh in on what their thoughts about what to do with that American Recovery Act dollars. That's millions of dollars that we could use here in this county, and what to do with that and what the public's thoughts are. Now, remember, when I talked with you about the retention money for county employees,
yes,
we're allowed to use the money from ARPA for retention for county employees. And so if they work out those numbers and make sure the paperwork goes right, we could pay for those retention dollars out of that ARPA money rather than taking out of local tax dollars, which would be something I would like to see, because then that allows us to make sure that hopefully we wouldn't be trying to run up another tax of some sort at some point in time. But we know with the jail, we're not anywhere near through talking about how much that's going to be, because at one point, you know, they talked about redoing the existing jail, and that was going to be over $50 million. Well, and it was going to be cheaper or not that much more money, it seemed to me. They said when they were tying that $50 million to go build another one. And then, of course, you've got the ground on top of that. So if you go with the $10 million for the ground, if indeed it should be $50 million for the jail.
Well, let's just say $100 million. Then it sounds better when it comes in at $92 million, right?
Right. Well, and who knows? Now, listen, let's not be funny about this. It may very well be. I have no idea. But my theory would be you build the biggest facility that you can, even though you don't have it filled, because once you've got your outer frame of a building, you can grow into that building,
right,
rather than having to build another building and another building and another one. It seems to me it would be more cost effective to do the outer portion of the building and have it ready to grow into.
Well, you know, the other interesting theory about this is if we have all these brand new stuff and brand new facility and brand new everything else, is that going to help us or hurt us in the sense that more people will head this way? Does it ever stop expanding and growing?
Well, if you're talking about more people who have addiction problems and mental health problems, was that your...
Yeah, I would think it's like, oh, great. Then now they're going to open up a new facility with all the new bells and whistles and everything else. That's probably going to attract people that maybe we haven't attracted before. I don't know.
And Sam Crow, who is over our jail at one time, even said when one of the council members said, well, maybe we'll have a treatment facility or something. This was ages ago. And he said, watch what you're saying, because that might make the situation even worse. Because let's say if we're saying, oh, well, we'll work with this group and that group, and then you're tied to the state somehow, and then before you know it, they're going to say, well, this is a regional mental health facility. And of course, you can't just actually lock people up in a mental health facility. I'm not an expert about this, but when you talk about a locked, secure facility, you're talking more as in been ordered there by the courts and,
correct,
you know, in a locked
there's
facility.
A difference.
That's more like a jail.
Right.
And so
it has to serve both purposes.
So I'm not sure that that's what the county really wants. If the people in the county want that, then that's fine. That's, you know, I try to represent what people want me to. because if I've taken them as much information as I can, and then the people in my district says, this is what I want, I have to be their voice. I mean, but that's where we'll go with this. But it does look like that this is something that many people want to move forward with. But I remember very well when we had meeting after meeting, when we were going to build a work release center, the courts wanted it. Yes, we can do that. They hadn't figured out that there was no way to pay for it.
Well, that is part of it, Marty. I understand that. And
you have to be. Somebody has to figure out, just like if you and your family would decide you would really like to have a much larger house on a bigger piece of property, would you look at how much money you have to work with?
Yeah.
Or would just go do it and figure it out later?
No, you can't do it that way. It doesn't work that way, no. And it shouldn't work that way in county government, and it shouldn't work that way either. Well, great job as always. It's never a dull moment. You've just laid out all the reasons why it's not going to be any dull moments anytime soon. So I'm glad we talk every Wednesday and can keep the folks updated of Monroe County on what's going on. Great job as always. Next Wednesday, it's going to be a little chilly. So make sure that you've got your fall gear ready to go starting about Monday morning. I'll give you that heads up.
And the wind coming through that you talked about. This is very disconcerting because I have a tree outside my window that's gorgeous. It is so yellow gold. And that
go take a picture.
Knock all those leaves off.
Go take a picture. That would be my best advice. But all right. Good job as always.
Everybody bundle up.
Yep.
Remember, you can just put on more clothes and try to save some money on your heat bill.
That's exactly right. Good job, Marty. We'll talk next Wednesday.
Okay. Bye-bye.